Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
With pick number 44, Chicago has selected from Tulane running back Matt Forte.
I can run inside the tackles and run outside of the tackles also. And I have speed and power, so I think I'm very versatile as a runner.
Matt Forte has been brought here to be a workhorse running back. Crowd comes to its feet here in Indianapolis. Hand off Forte up the middle. Blasting to the 40.
Away at the 35. He's to the 20.
Forte, 50-yard run for a touchdown.
You know, just watching Matt Forte on film, watch him here. He can make those jump cuts. I mean, he can plant that left foot and then jump way over to the right and then plant the right foot and go upfield again.
You get the same player each week, a steady player that can beat an opponent, whether he's catching the ball out of the backfield or running the ball.
Touchdown, Bears! Matt Forte, second of the day. One was a catch. This one a run.
Matt Forte will be the key to this offense. Atlanta knows it. He's the key to this.
Screening right to Forte. Makes a Falcon miss. He's got the sideline and he is gone. 56-yard screen. Matt Forte!
He's that guy, you know, whenever you need a play made, you can call on him.
Forte, diamond catch, touchdown Bears!
He's the hardest working guy in the locker room. That is the number one reason why everybody respects him.
I can really say, no, he's a true professional. He's a workhorse every single day, consummate pro.
Well, he is a pro. You know, I get to witness it day in and day out.
Forte, picking him up, laying him down to the 5, to the end zone, 68 yards, touchdown! Matt Forte, caught at the 30, inside 25, makes another move to the 15, to the 10, 5, end zone! Touchdown Bears! Matt Forte, 32 yards of excellence.
Track turns into a Kenyon on his feet. He's away at the 40. 53 yards from Matt Forte.
Matt Forte, 1,000 yards from scrimmage.
Chris Johnson, D'Angelo Williams, Adrian Peterson, Frank Gore. These are guys who aren't matching Matt Forte's numbers right now.
Matt Forte has just set the NFL record for most catches in a single season by a running back. Forte now over 7,000 career rushing yards.
Matt Forte! 64th all-time touchdown, third on the list.
It's incredible, man. I'm going to tell my kids about this guy. I'm going to tell my grandkids about this guy.
Unbelievable teammate, unbelievable friend. It would be weird not having him in there.
Great Bear, 8 years.
You say to yourself, why? Yeah. Why let this guy go? He's been so productive over the course of the season. He's a leader on and off the field.
He's a legend. He's somebody that should be in the same conversation with the greats. He's the best player I've ever played with.
We're back live with more of the Spiegel and Holmes Show featuring Bears legend and author Matt Forte, who's here to sign his latest book, Stay in the Game, Making the Most of Every Season on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is a real treat to have Matt here in the building. We are celebrating his book, Stay in the Game. We're going to talk about the book in the next segment, but you heard the great piece by Tanny. Ladies and gentlemen, here in the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Studio, give it up for Matt Forte.
Thank y'all.
We appreciate you being here, man. It's good to see you.
Man, it's good to be in studio with you again. It's different this time. It's not TV.
Right. We don't have to look pretty, or at least I don't have to try to look pretty. We get to hang out, and I'm glad that you finally get a chance to meet Spiegs in person.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
He said you're a very good reader.
Well, thank you very much. He was walking up as I'm reading a commercial. He's like, wow, he can stay focused over there. It's part of the gig. But, man, I love that these people, these Bears fans are here, and there's a lot of them in full Bears regalia, exploded like that. For you, that's
pretty. 22 jerseys out there too.
Yeah, right.
You know, not I'm gone, but not forgotten, right?
Well, why do you think that is? Why do you think like the appreciation for what you did in your career when you look back on it? Why do you think that connection is what it is, and you get a reaction like that?
Man, it was a blessing to be drafted and play for this type of organization. Like coming from Louisiana, I was in Louisiana my entire life until getting drafted by the Bears. So. To be drafted, and as I talk about too in the book, like learning the history of the Bears, you know, and knowing like the footsteps that I'm going to be walking into as a rookie back in 2008 as a running back with just an illustrious legacy of just players, Hall of Fame type of players. And so I know that the fans are kind of the fuel to the engine of the Bears, right? Mm-hmm. Where we have all these nice parts and pieces, but the engine needs the fuel to really go, and that's what the fans are. So that love for the Bears, that undying love, just it never dies. It never goes anywhere.
Man, that's really cool. And I'll tell you what you represent in my mind when I think back on your career, and I bet people think of it, you just kept going and going and going and going. Like you were available and you were a badass the entire time and you did whatever was called for in terms of carries or catches or blocking. And you were part of some lean years and some good years, but he just kept giving it to you week after week, right? Like to be able to count on a running back to be as active and present as you. Did you take pride in being able to show up every week and take the workload?
Yeah, absolutely. Since a kid and learning to love the game and falling in love with the game at practice as a 7-year-old, it just has been enthralled and instilled in me to always be available to impact the game, whether that be running the ball or catching the ball. And that's kind of where that came from, too, was obviously as a runner, you're natural. It's kind of you're naturally gifted with vision and the speed and power that you work in to create that. But pass catching wasn't really a part of my game until I really got to college and then really into the NFL because, you know, my senior year, 360-something touches, 2,000 rushing yards, I wouldn't catching the ball a lot. But, you know, it's a different game when you come from high school to college and then from college to the NFL where, you know, those guys on defense, they get paid a lot of money to stop us. And sometimes they succeed at that. So I didn't want to be, you know, a one-trick pony, if you want to say that. I want to be the workhorse who could catch the ball, block, and run, and be able to impact the game positively no matter what. So, man, it's just something that you really work hard at to be. And also, like when you grow up playing the ball too, and when you notice either when someone else gets injured or when you've had an injury and the setback from that, that you realize that the best ability really is availability. Like it doesn't matter the potential that you have or the flashes of greatness that you show if you're not actually out there to go and do it. Mm-hmm. It really is just kind of like, oh, that dude could have been something. And I never wanted to be that. Like, oh, he could have done this or could have done that.
What type of work did you have to put in to being a guy who was carrying the ball to then, in some games, being the primary receiver? What type of work has to go in to learn how to play the position that way?
Yeah, you almost have to kind of be insane. You know, I would say the training aspect of what I did, I just went overboard. Like anytime we would train as a team, I would look at that as just the base. Like, that's the surface level of what I should be doing. If I'm going to do what everybody else is doing, then we're going to be an average of what that is. So if I go above and beyond that, so I'm talking about, you know, we play a game at Tulane and I'd rush for 100 yards or something like that, and guys are going to the club and celebrating. I go get an ice tub and you know, rehab. And then the next day or the next afternoon after practice and stuff, I'm in the parking garage running stadiums. Like, I'm running the stairs. Mm-hmm. Like, just, you know, stuff like that where wow. On spring break, dudes were going. It's just, you know, certain sacrifices that I would make for delayed gratification, right? I know that this is going to pay off. So, you know, spring break comes. We had a long season. Maybe we didn't go to a bowl game. We didn't do well. I'm going to blow off some steam and go on spring break. Y'all go on spring break. I'm going home. I'm at my parents' house. You know, I'm going mailbox to mailbox, running sprints. You know, I'm just getting ready for the next season because it's always, especially when you get to NFL, it's always that much more weight or more important the next year, the next season, because really, you know, unless you attain that goal that you reach, where the, you know, it's the Super Bowl, it's always, what have you done for me lately? That's how the NFL is.
And now here you are post-career. Matt, it looks like you're still working out. So maybe that's...
I tried to tell y'all.
Yeah, you did. You did. But it's like, we don't have to ask you if you work out, because clearly you do. So maybe that's just, is it just a lifestyle at that point that continues and is part of your routine?
Yeah, I think you see a lot of differences when guys retire from pro sports. They either go one way or the other. They either lose a lot of weight and they look, you know, kind of, you don't know who they are because they were big and they get really skinny. Or they go the opposite way and they're unrecognizable because they got gained too much weight. And it's a lifestyle. So some of the guys, they played and they did the workouts and things like that for the job. And now that the job is over or the career is over, they don't necessarily want to do it. But health is a lifestyle. You know, you need your body to work for you. You need it to be able to do whatever you want to do. Play with your kids, your grandkids, you know, to do everything that you need to do. It requires some type of physical, you know, accountability towards yourself. And just knowing that the discipline that I've been able to use in training and in my career, it just translates over into real life and having that same discipline. It's like it's a switch that can't turn off. You know, I've always been a gym rat guy, as they say, you know, gym rat, but it's more of like, I always wanted to have the upper edge on somebody, you know, physically, because that's something that you can control. If I only go out there and I do, you know, 10 reps of this or 10 sprints, but the other guy is doing 15 or 20, and then it shows up in the game, I could have controlled that. And you never want to have that regretful feeling of, I didn't do enough.
It's Matt Forte with us here on Spiegel and Holmes on The Score. So since the bye week, the Bears have the best offense in the NFL. They have the best run game in the NFL, but they got the best offense overall. And it's like, and watching that thing on Friday, what was that like for you? What did you see as they were dominating with 280 plus rushing yards against a really good defense?
I saw a statement being made, a really, really good statement by the offense and the, you know, the Bears in general, but also just across the board, offensive line, running backs, plural, and also coaching when it comes to that. You know, everybody was talking about, oh, we're surprised. I'm like, no, we should expect that the Bears would go in to Philly and actually perform that way, because they've been doing it. And they've been doing it since early in the season, you know, after dropping two games, when they were like, when we were talking about it, hey, we need a successful run game to really help out the passing game and to, you know, really keep the other offense off the field. And because our defense is taking the ball away. So, man, when you look at the runs that they had, where there's everything looks like something else. You got tight ends coming across. You got receivers coming across the other way. You don't know if it's a jet sweep or a power play. Like, it was pretty amazing to see the confusion on the other side. And that shows you, you know, the ability for the coaches to really set up plays, where coaching is a – you can tell there's a difference in the coaching that we have right now across the board, not just head coach speaking, but the entire, you know, organization as far as the coaching staff, where, you know, these guys have bought into the system, because systems do matter, like what system that you have and the talent and the parts and pieces that you put in, but also putting people in position to make the plays. It doesn't matter, you know, you could be Walter Payton out there. If you don't have the guy put in the position to make a play, if you're running into like a known blitz in a nine-person box, it's not going to be very successful if they're getting penetration in the backfield and you're not opening up holes. It doesn't matter. I mean, you can look at Saquon. He's a former 2,000-yard rusher, and he's struggling to get 4 yards of carry right now. So it and that's when it comes to, oh, man, is the guy losing this stuff? It's not. You can't really do anything if those guys are front aren't doing their job too. So that's why it's the ultimate game too. So it's the offensive line, it's the coaches putting them in position, and the backs are hitting the hole and they're running hard.
So for someone like you, if you were seeing defensive linemen get turned sideways, because that's what happened Friday, you're seeing Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter get turned on some of those zone runs for sure, What's that like for you? Like, what are you seeing in those moments when you see their your offensive line is winning the line of scrimmage on damn near every down?
When you see a defensive lineman turn sideways, that's how you know that, one, your O-line is overpowering them, because they should be square and reading you in the backfield where you're going. If they're turning sideways like that, they're just getting overpowered. And so that's, first of all, that's the sign to me to speed up, because I know if he's sideways, he can't react one way or the other.
Hmm.
So if his back is turned and I got my guy that's sealing him off, I know I'm cutting back. And then the other way around, if he's turning the other way, I'm going to press it as far as I can to that one side and then make sure I hit and cut up and not back on that one. So, man, it's exciting to see that they're like getting that type of push off of the line, because, man, when you're sitting back there and you're at, you know, under the center and you're 7.5-8 yards deep, and you just get the game really slows down as a running back for you, and you get the ball and you're looking and they're pushing those guys off of the ball, so you're already getting the ball and 2 or 3 yards, 2.5 yards is already made, it's already accomplished. Mm. That means that you're really pushing them off the ball, and then it's almost like those boxing matches. Those are the body punches that when you get late in the rounds, dudes don't want to get hit anymore. And so then you're running full speed downhill. Those guys don't want to tackle you like that. That's how you get 280 plus yards rushing by a couple running backs in one game.
Man, to hear you talk about the nuances of a running game at a time when the running game has retaken the identity of the Bears in this football town is pretty damn cool.
So timing of having Matt Forte on our show has been pretty awesome.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable, because like we're seeing it, but we're also learning. Like even, you know, guys like us who've watched the game for decades, we're still learning. You just gave us a little taste of it. What are ways that the running backs, like you said, plural, because they're both doing a great job, work in concert with the offensive line? Because it's not just like, oh, the line blocked and then holes were open. That's not how it works. So what are you looking at and working together at with the offensive line when things go that well?
Yeah, it depends on the play type. And really what they're doing right now, they can run any kind of play. They're running ISOs. They're running lead plays. They're running zones, inside zone, outside zone. They really kind of are doing whatever they want with the running game, which is – it's crazy, because some teams, they stick to their bread and butter. Like, hey, we're an outside zone team. And you can't, as a defensive coordinator, I'd hate to be a defensive coordinator who has to prepare for the Bears running game or offense in general, because you can't say, oh, they're only this type of running team. They're running misdirection, like all kinds of stuff. So when you're a running back, how you work with the offense in tandem with the offensive line is knowing what that play is designed to do. Like if we're running a play that I used to love, is called duo, where it's all double teams, and you kind of just right downhill, and you're reading the middle linebacker, and if he goes backside, you know something's front side is going to open up. It's a real simple play. So you're reading the middle linebacker. You really don't have to look at anybody. You kind of feel. They say you feel the defensive line, but you look at the second level. So you read the mic, and if he goes front side, you know you got to look backside to try to see if there's going to be a hole there, which it should be.
So you got to trust the offensive line to do their job while you're looking second level.
Yeah, and the trust part is huge in that. And how you gain that trust is just the repetitions of it, because if there's penetration in the backfield, there's not a lot of trust. The game, you know, you kind of just have to make something happen when that happens. And so you'll see in teams who get a lot of penetration, running backs kind of abort the mission pretty quickly because the trust isn't there. They're like, well, I'm supposed to go here. I see color. I see a guy there. I can't go there anymore, so I need to figure something out. But when you trust the O-line and they're pushing somebody a yard and a half, 2 yards off of the ball, you can really trust or press, as they say, press the line of scrimmage, and that makes them make a decision. When you press the line of scrimmage, somebody has gap control and contain. Somebody has to make a decision, and when they do, something else opens up. Hmm. So when you are patient and you do that, as soon as it opens up, that's where like the instinct and vision just comes, where it's just like even a millisecond, it's like you just do it.
They have more 10-plus rushing plays in the NFL than anybody. Bears have 56 of them. The next team has 47 of them. So, and that's how you get 10 plus, is if the running backs are looking second level and the O-line's taking care of the first level.
Yeah. And that's the O-line's job. And that's what's impressive about it, is that they're allowed to look at the second level right now. You know, there's a lot of times where if early in the game you are getting, you know, hit in the backfield or trying to or having to break tackles in the backfield, you don't have the luxury to look second level. You got to look first level at that point, which sometimes it does still work out, but at the same time, you're not going to be trusting it. And sometimes you may miss a hole because, okay, it's blocked perfectly, but you didn't trust and you kind of rushed it or you kind of sped up and didn't set up your block. So, you know, the second looking at being able to have the luxury to look at the second level and having that many explosive runs is it's nothing that is short. It makes me I want to get the pads back on and like
let's go.
I could be third string, you know, something. Like,
let's go.
I kind of want it. I'm like in my mind, I'm like I want to. It's like I'm almost jealous. I'm like I want to get out there and run through one of them holes, man. Like this is too good. I'm missing out.
I mean, all the stuff that Ben Johnson is doing, the way that he's dressing it all up, the amount of space that when Manungai is starting his run 4 yards ahead of the line of scrimmage and he's already at the third level, I can imagine this. So, like, you would be like, man, that would be fun. I could do some of that.
Those patches of grass he says he looks at, he's seen them on TV.
Wide open. There's an opportunity to run. The workhorse is here. Matt Forte is here. We are going to talk about his book, Stay in the Game, in the next segment. And he's doing a book signing for the fine people that are here in the Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage. Thanks to your team, by the way. Like, they came in here. Like, I got here. I had my backpack on. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go put down my stuff. They were, like, setting up. I came back 2 minutes later. The whole setup was ready to go. So shout out to your team for putting everything together.
Tyndale. Shout out Tyndale.
Absolutely. We are going to take a break. When we come back, Matt is going to talk about what inspired him to write the book and what are the things that you can learn from it. Matt Forte is here with us on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
We're back live with more of the Spiegel and Holmes Show featuring Bears legend and author Matt Forte, who's here to sign his latest book, Stay in the Game, Making the Most of Every Season, on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It was really great, like, during the break, like, talking to people, just saying hello. Thanks to everyone who came out, by the way, the Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage here in the Score Studios. Matt Forte is here with us for another segment, and then he's going to start signing your books. Stay in the Game. It's having a conversation about one of the things that I love about you, and the reason that I wanted to get you to be a part of what we do here at the Score is because of, one, covering you for forever and being in the locker room and asking you dumb questions, and then being on TV with you and asking you even more dumb questions on TV. But one of the things that one of our listeners said about what he enjoyed, because he's finished the book, and he was saying that the work ethic part of what your message is and Stay in the Game is helpful. And I was saying it didn't just manifest as you as a player. And I was telling him, like, as a broadcaster, you were doing it, and that I never had to worry. Like, I knew you were walking in the door, you were prepared. If it was just the two of us that ended up having to be on stage, that we were going to get the job done. So for you writing this book, what made you say, I want to share some of this stuff with people in maybe a different venue than they're used to with me?
Yeah, professional sports particularly is a funny microcosm of the world where I played a decade in the NFL, so, like, you have a lot of life experiences within a short amount of time. But when you finish that, you feel like you do have a lot of wisdom to share. That it coincides with not just sports, but with real life as well, as you step into that. So, I wanted to write the book to be able to relay a lot of the messages and, like, the life lessons that I learned, but also the things that worked. And a lot of the mistakes I made that can prevent current or future athletes and business people, whatever profession you may be in, from having to make those mistakes as well. So to be candid, to be honest and everything within that, but then also to share the good stuff as far as, you know, kind of the secret sauce of what really works when you apply it at a level that you want to kind of live at. You want to live at a high level and be high capacity and output as far as these things, because a lot of it, as I was speaking about earlier, is things that you can personally control. And, I've never been one of those guys who's, like, complaining about something that I really can go out and change myself. There's, like, a lot of, I wanted to really relay those messages because, man, it's even though, you know, it's like, it's funny to say, man, you retired at 32. It's like, you don't retire from life, though, you know. And life sends things at you that sometimes you didn't ask for and that you don't know how to handle sometimes, just like the game. Like, we prepare for the game. But when I get out there in the field and they show me a look that I'm like, I don't even know what coverage that is or what blitz package that is, it throws different things, you know, at you. But you do have to learn how to deal with those and how can you go back to the drawing board and be successful, you know, when you come and you know the playbook. You got to go out there and actually execute the playbook as well. So, that's part of the reason why. But then also just to know that it's not just sports, you know, like, life is more than just athletics. And also my identity as a man is not just Matt Forte, the running back. I feel like if I would have left this world, or if I were to leave this world, and if that's all people knew was Matt Forte, the running back, then I think that's kind of not reaching the pinnacle of what the potential of who I really am.
Yeah, I mean, like, what would you have done with the last 50 years of your life, right? It's crazy. The way that you talked about it there, Matt, I think we think about it a lot of, like, sports is this microcosm. We talk about guys, oh, they're in their prime. Like, ooh, that guy's washed. Oh, yep, he's done. And then we move on, and he's 32 or 33, and it's insane. But so you do have that experience, and you know when it's over. Like, the league tells you when it's over, or your body tells you when it's over. Most of us are out here not knowing when certain chapters we're in the middle of is going to be over. We don't know. So you've got experience already in reinvention. Tell us about that, reinventing yourself post-career, because a lot of us have to do that at different times in our life, and sometimes it's a surprise when we find ourselves having to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Being able to reinvent yourself in different ways and be successful in different seasons of life, because that's part of the subtitle is how to be successful in every season of life. Is every football season was different. There was not one where I had the same exact teammates or same coaches. In fact, they had a lot of turnovers, a lot of different GMs, a lot of head coaches.
Oh, we remember, Matt.
There was a lot of change with, you know, throughout those 10 years.
A lot of quarterbacks, and they just kept having Favre and Rodgers.
But it does teach you how to be versatile and how to really recreate yourself in a way where you can be successful, where, you know, football speaking, you know, I'm not impressed when somebody can have a good season, because a lot of guys are talented and they can come out there in the right system and the right opportunities and have a good season. Now, even though the Bears are doing really great right now, what's going to be really the test of time is, I don't know what happens at the end of this year, but next year. Because we had a guy named Mark Trestman who came in. We had one of the top offenses in the league. Mm-hmm. Nobody knew, you know, his offense. They hadn't seen me, Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey, and Martellus Bennett in an offense before. But the next year, we really, really struggled because defenses knew what we were doing, and they kind of got a bead on those things. And then play calling wise, there was no versatility. And then we were, you know, even myself, I'm used to being in the eye, you know, a lot of the time. For 70-80% of the time, we went to the shotgun. So how am I? I'm running sideways now and having to figure out how to do that. We're running RPOs and stuff. I never heard of an RPO. I thought that was a missile or something. But that's an RPG, right? But we, you know, I had to recreate myself in different ways, like in the game, to be effective. Same thing coming out of college. Like, didn't catch a lot of balls. Okay, man, I got 20 carries and 50 yards right now. Mm-hmm. Can I catch the ball and maybe I go for 100 in total and really impact the game, recreating yourself that way? So same thing with the seasons of life. Like, every season of life is going to be different. You know, life's going to throw some stuff at you. And honestly, life is a lot less forgiving than the sport of football is. Hmm. As hard as football is, life is less forgiving than that. But the good thing is that we do get grace, the grace of God, to really have time to adjust and figure it out on your own. So, yeah, it's an important thing to be able to learn from the tough things, the downfalls, and really the painful things are what really teaches you the lessons. Like, anything that you've probably had a painful lesson of in life, you probably remember that. Whether it be emotional pain or physical pain, you definitely remember it, because the pain made you remember it. But a lot of times within that pain becomes the purposeful thing that you have to do in your life.
All these different football things are running through my head as you're talking about this. Like, I mean, you talk about Trestman, when the league countered, he didn't have anything to do. I wonder what Ben's going to do when the league counters this run game. Like, what's the next thing he's going
to
do?
He might have to do it this weekend.
He might have to do it, right. He might have to do it as soon as this weekend. But then when you talked about the lesson of pain, I've been thinking about that after Caleb got sacked for the fumble and the touchdown against the Steelers. That, like, maybe that was a moment that tells him, oh, no, I can't do some of that stuff that I've been getting away with. Because he was kind of fortunate to be getting away with it, right? And maybe that's a moment where he knows he can't do that. And that's a good thing. Even though it was bad, even though it sucked, that can be a good thing to learn
from
that.
Yeah, I got four kids, and I tell you, they learn best when pain teaches them. You know? Sometimes pain is the best experiential teacher. And sometimes they're doing stuff, and I'm like, all right. I done told you 3-4 times, but I'm going to let you keep going. And then it's like, ah, Dad, I told you.
Dude, the other day my kid didn't want to wear a jacket. I'm like, what do I do? And I called my sister. She said, let him feel cold. Go ahead. Let him get out there.
Yeah, this is a special type of cold.
Yeah. It's different. It's different.
It's real different.
It's different.
Between this book and your other book, like, did you ever think, when you were at Tulane, like, I'll be a writer when I'm done playing football?
No, absolutely not, man. The most that I would be, or that I would write, is the papers I was required to write to graduate from Tulane.
And you got a lot of Tulane.
At least you wrote them, though.
You know, I was one of the guys, you know, I sat in the front row at class and, you know, I went to class and earned my degree, unlike some of these guys out here. But I went back after my rookie year to graduate from Tulane. And I had met my wife now, Danielle, back then. We were dating. And I tried to get her, I tried my hardest to get her to write my papers. And I'm like, see, look at me now, girl. I'm writing books. You know? But kudos to her, because she did not, you know, she didn't, like, you know, fall for it. She was like, nah, you write your own paper. I'll edit it. How about that?
That's fair. That is a very fair trade-off. The name of the book is Stay in the Game. Wherever it is that you get your books, get the book. And if your bookstore doesn't have it, be like, hey, why don't you have Matt Forte's book, Stay in the Game? Get that book, and then I will purchase it from you. We are really happy that this came together, and we are really appreciative that you're going to get a chance to meet all these people that want to meet you and have bought the book. Can people hold up their copies of the book just so that Matt can see it?
Look at that.
Look at this.
Huh? Hey, man, if the book is half as good as your impromptu thoughts off the cuff right here, and then it's going to be an unbelievable read. That's really, really cool. And your wife didn't write the book, right? You wrote it.
She edited it. No, I'm just
she edited it, the air
quotes. No, she didn't write it. I had a guy, Dave Thomas, who's a New York Times bestseller, really helped me out to dig up all that old information. You know, I'm about to turn 40 next week, so I don't remember everything, you know, in detail from the past. But being able to, even look up like old articles from at Tulane and from high school, and knowing the stats and things like that, like, it's a lot of like stuff that was unearthed that I was like, man, I forgot about that. But a lot of great stories in there, like between me and my older brother and how we competed and stuff, how I became even a better athlete by watching him and what he did, and then my dad, like, just spending time, and like, I want to be the type of father he was, you know. That's generational, right? And how that continues, where, you know, he just was so, my mom and dad both were very, very impactful on my upbringing. And I think they instilled in me a lot of, like, toughness and things that really, like, will take you far, where, you know, like I said, like, man, life is crazy. It will send you all kind of different places and send stuff at you. But if you know how to deal with these things and have a peace about you, it really allows you to, like, address them and be successful in any season of them.
Yeah, you told us your dad played football against Earl Campbell.
That's right.
Did he try to tackle Earl Campbell?
So he might be embarrassed, but I'm going to tell you this story, too. Was that he told us that he went to hit Earl Campbell. My dad's a defensive tackle. And even in high school, he was 6'2", like 230 back then. So he's a big, big country dude. So he goes and he sheds a block, but he made the mistake of, like, going low to tackle Earl Campbell. Said Earl Campbell had, like, these 38 inch thighs in high school, and he caught one in the head on the way up. So he tackled him and made the tackle, and he said he got up and he saw three huddles. And I was a kid when I heard this story. I was like, well, what did you do? And he said, I went to the one in the middle. And apparently it was the right huddle.
The right huddle for him, for sure. Matt, thanks again for being a part of the team. I really appreciate, like, when you said at the beginning, you were like, I'm happy to be a part of a team again. Mm. That meant a lot to us here on this show, because we consider you a part of the team. And to have you as a part of our Bears coverage is just amazing. The feedback that we get every week is incredible. And I'm glad that you were available and willing to be a part of this.
You know what we do?
Thank you, guys.
You know what we do? We take care of the first line of defense so you can see second level.
Yeah, I'm looking second level.
That's right. Yeah. And we get the second level stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Forte. We're going to take a break. We'll come back on the other side, talk a little bit more about the Bears and the Packers. Matt's going to sign some books. Go get his book wherever you have books. Stay in the Game is the name of the book. It's by Matt Forte. Back after this on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Matt Forte.
You know what, guys? It's a pleasure and an honor to be a part of this team. I'm excited about this. I haven't been on a team in a long time. It's good to be back, Holmes, with you and Spiegel. You know, it's good to be back with you guys.
Afternoons on the Score.
So, Speaks, this is the part of the show where we're really going to have to check our own egos here.
How do you figure?
Well, are you noticing what's happening in the room?
So this crowd that, they all came for us, Lawrence. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, listen to that. Listen to that. The eight people who are still in their seats are applauding while the other 45 are in line to meet Matt Forte.
Yeah, Matt's signing his book on the other side, and he's saying hi to people, and it's really nice to see the interaction. He's taking pics, too.
You ever been to a show where you're like, wow, I can't believe... Like, I remember going to see... I think it was U2. I went to see U2 at the United Center a long time ago, and PJ Harvey was opening up, and I was, like, such a huge fan of PJ Harvey, and nobody was listening to her. Just absolutely no one. Like, when you're the opener, that just might be the way that it goes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm okay with it. I mean, the same thing happened with Olin, right? When we had Olin on, sure. And then people were like, oh, Olin's leaving?
Yeah, well, because this is where you get reminded, Lawrence. Like, the star of what we do is the game itself.
Correct.
Which is Sunday at 3:25. That's the star of what we do. We are like the moons orbiting that star.
I don't even know if we go moon. I might go satellite of moon, if that makes any sense.
Well, yeah, because once Forte is here, he's at least the moon.
Correct.
Right. So then
you have someone like Patrick or Olin or Matt. Or Matt Bowen, like those guys are
interstellar bodies.
It's good.
We're man-made products that are there to kind of just circle and figure out what the hell is going on.
Just wait till they're all done, and I also hop in line to get my book signed.
We lost our producer.
That might happen here.
Yeah. All right, Lawrence, that's good. So we're accidental space trash. That's us.
I don't want to go that far.
That's what you just said.
No,
we're like man-made product. Oh, no, we're put out there on purpose.
Yes, that we're out there for a purpose. Okay. Now, once we get to the end of our career, yes, we're man-made space trash.
And to tie it back to Matt, that could happen at any time.
It could happen at any moment.
Seriously, man, I thought it was quite eloquent the way that he was talking about the weird-ass life cycle of professional sports. And we've watched these guys our whole life. Man, that dude is done. Are you kidding me, man? He's 34. He is finished. And here we are a decade or two later in our lives going, I wonder what he's going to do with the rest of his life.
I remember having a moment as the Bears beat reporter. And I was probably four seasons in at this point. And I was, how old was I? I wasn't yet 30. I was just turned 30.
Mm.
Okay. And I remember meeting Devin Hester. And I remember being like, oh, I'm old. Devin Hester is in the Hall of Fame now.
Uh-huh.
Like, that was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
When I felt old, sure, compared to guys in the locker room. And now, 20 years later, Devin's in the Hall of Fame. Matt's getting ready to turn 40.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Charles has got kids in college.
Yeah.
Now, like stuff like that. And you go, wow.
Well, it depends.
What a life.
But there's dudes and ladies and who are younger than us by plenty, who have their own reality that they're confronting even just this week. Like we were talking earlier on in the 2 o'clock hour about how since 1992, in the last 66 football games, oof, of this rivalry, the Packers own a 51-15 record in 66 games. They've won 29 of those games by at least 10 points. Okay. So I remember when we talked about it, someone texted in and said, I was born in 1990. Like, imagine, that is a person who's 35 years old who has no knowledge of any period of his life where the Bears had the upper hand in this series. The Packers now have, what is it? I think it's like 8 or 12 more wins than the Bears. This wasn't true until like 6 years ago that they had more. The Bears had a big old head start, but since 92, this has been a hammer and a nail. And maybe it got me angry today when I read it because I connected it with my...
It definitely got you angry.
It really did. It connected me with my youth as a, you know, born and bred a Red Sox fan, as you know. And my dad, who just passed this year, born and bred a Red Sox fan himself, or at least born a Red Sox fan. And like, the way that the Yankees felt about the Red Sox, that's the way the Packers feel about the Bears. And I was face to face with it, did a hit today up in Milwaukee with a radio show, and they were all laughing and chortling and like, you know, being all condescending. And I just read those numbers. I got all chippy.
I think it started, honestly, in the conversation with John Kuhn, and then you followed it up by going on John Kuhn's show.
Yeah.
So I think I think that like you had kind of had some like, I'll show him. And then you got on the air and you're like, you know what? I'm even angrier now than I was before I picked up the phone.
Because he said the thing he said yesterday again. He said, yeah, I don't think the Bears are quite ready. They're a year or two away.
And yes, I was like, that stuck with you from yesterday.
Yeah. And he brought it up again today. And I went back at him like, well, why do you say that, John Kuhn?
John.
why not now, John Kuhn? I mean, he might be right. There's that. But either way, it feels...
Or he could be super wrong, and this is the year where the Bears... It's a weird season in the NFL.
Oh, speaks. It is. It is. And this league comes at you fast, mm-hmm, and bad teams become real good teams, and it could be as soon as this weekend. But it felt good to be angry again.
Good.
You know what I mean? It felt good to have that flame relit for this rivalry.
Good. We're going to get a Bears hit, two words, from Mark Grody. He's at Hallis Hall. How are the Bears getting ready for this game? Who's healthy and who's not? We'll let you know next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.